And the goal is to help every student who comes to Michigan State, every student we accept, we believe should graduate. And we want to help them not only graduate, but then find a rewarding career.
Because libraries, you know, historically have been there for the community to come and as a place. And that's something that's really important, especially coming out of COVID.
Welcome to Cavalcast with Capital Area District Libraries Executive Director, Scott Dimstra.
Thanks for joining me for episode 54 of Cavalcast. Today's guest is the 7th president of Lansing Community College, Dr. Steve Robinson. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thanks, Scott. It's great to be here.
Recently, there were changes made to LCC's radio station. Can you talk about the new venture between LCC and Michigan Radio?
I can, Scott, because we're really excited about this at LCC. So for many, many years, we've had an FM radio station here in downtown Lansing, 89.7 WLNZ, really proud history with that radio station. And through the pandemic, we had not had as much local programming. And what we've been doing is we put together a big community conversation where we invited folks to give us proposals about what we might do with the radio station. Right before I came, during a budget crunch, funding for the radio station was eliminated. And we were able to pull that back, and we did this big call for conversations about what to do with our radio station. What we came up with is a remarkable, groundbreaking partnership with Michigan Radio, the statewide NPR affiliate. And they have, you know, their signal reaches the mid-Michigan area, but it's really weak downtown. Mm-hmm. And so what we have now is for most of the week, the Michigan Radio programming is simulcast on 89.7. But we've launched a new LCC channel called LCC Connect. And wow. LCC Connect is great community programming about LCC, about mid-Michigan. And it airs on Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 6 p.m. on WLNZ on FM. But it's streaming 24/7 on our website at lccconnect.org. We have a lot of great programming. It's about a month and a half old. And we're all very excited about it here at LCC.
I love it because, as you mentioned, I'm a Michigan radio listener, and I would hit those dead zones when I was on my way into work in my office. So,
well, that's one of the ways this is a great synergistic relationship is that we're carrying that statewide signal in this part of downtown, but you know we're also doing what I think is kind of an innovative model of having local programming on during the weekends and then available streaming and podcast format, you know, 24/7.
I agree. And I've seen some of the images. It looks fantastic. So how excited are students and staff about the newly renovated TLC library?
Well, I know I'm talking to some library fans, right?
Yeah, you know, we're big fans.
Oh, absolutely. We're big fans of Cattle. My wife and I just got our membership cards, and we love your library and the library system. But libraries are really important to me personally. But here at LCC, during the pandemic, we were working at renovating the library, which is in the TLC building. And it's actually a state-of-the-art facility. It's as you know, your libraries are open, welcoming mm-hmm. places. They're not the kind of places you would be shushed or told not to, you know, to behave and learn. And so it's open place. It's very bright because that building, you know, it's a lovely building, but it's going to be a little old. So it's a fresh interior that's very welcoming, great little study nooks for students, collaboration spaces. A lot of tutoring happens in that library with these flexible learning places with whiteboards and technology. And, you know, it really is a state-of-the-art community college library.
And can you talk a little bit about the Memorial Japanese Garden, which I hear is beautiful?
Well, I'm going to challenge you to go and visit it. Right now, it's covered in snow. LCC has a long, proud history of overseas programs in Japan. So through the 1980s, for many decades, students from LCC would study in Shiga, Japan, in some innovative study abroad programs. And in 2006, there's a part of land between the Herman House, which is the president's residence, and Dart Auditorium off of Capitol Avenue that was transformed into really a world-class Japanese garden. There is a strong tradition in Japanese culture of cultivating garden. So the koi pond in our Japanese garden is in the shape of Lake Biwa from Shiga Prefecture. And there is a rock formation with a waterfall that is meant to represent the mountain in that part of Japan. And it is my wife and I, we see folks from the community coming into the garden all the time for graduation pictures and wedding pictures. It's a very peaceful place. And just kind of a neat little oasis in downtown when the media runs stories about the top attractions in downtown Lansing, the Shigematsu Japanese Memorial Garden is often on that list. It's a very beautiful and peaceful place.
I am going to check it out. Maybe when the weather gets a little bit warmer, I'll put on my jacket and walk down and check it out.
You can go out onto the moon viewing deck, which is a feature of Japanese gardens, and feed the koi. There is a nice walking path behind that rock formation. There's a real discipline to putting together Japanese gardens. And actually, we've just at the college joined the North American Japanese Garden Association, which is headquartered in Portland, Oregon. I'm going to be there in the spring to talk to those folks, because we really do have a gem of a Japanese garden here in Lansing.
Fantastic. And now I'm going to give you the opportunity and the platform to give your pitch to prospective students. Why should someone attend Lansing Community College?
Oh, well, thanks for the question, Scott. So if you live in mid-Michigan, you might not know that Lansing Community College is actually one of the top community colleges in the country. We were named the number two technical college in the country a few years ago. We have these great programs that are focused on occupational careers in healthcare and technology, but we also have this very strong transfer mission. Since 1957, we've been preparing folks who want to get a bachelor's degree to transfer to places like Michigan State and other state universities. In fact, our Envision Green program with Michigan State is a wonderful transfer pathway where students can start at LCC and transfer to MSU. And folks have been doing that since the 1950s, Scott. My father-in-law graduated from high school here in Lansing in 1958. He was one of the first LCC students transferred to Michigan State. So our great partnerships with transfer universities for baccalaureate programs, but also incredible teaching, great faculty and innovative teaching technology. At a community college, Scott, you get smaller class size. The tuition is obviously more affordable, but it's a smaller, more kind of a neighborhood feel. And folks who have been to our learning environments, either our West Campus or this beautiful downtown campus, know it's a great place to learn. And so that's why folks should come to Lansing Community College. You could save some money in tuition. You could prepare yourself for a great career, and you could transfer with momentum to so many of our baccalaureate partners if you're looking to earn a bachelor's degree.
I love it.
I do too.
You have said you're a library user, and we've seen that in some wonderful tweets that you had about Capital Area District Library's Library of Things collection. And so we're going to end with a library type question.
Okay, great.
Is there a title that you'd recommend that you've either read, watched, or listened to?
Oh, geez. Have any recommended?
Recommendation.
There's so many. Well, I'll just tell you what I'm reading now. I've just started it, but you actually, somebody put this right by the checkout counter. This is Marie Kondo's Joy at Work. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that this book existed. I know about the magic. I think it's the magic of tidying up. This mm-hmm. is a Japanese woman who's written about, you know, tidying your home. But this is a book called Joy at Work, taking those tidying and organizational strategies to work, ways to maybe clean off some of the mess you see on my desk here, right? So I could highly recommend this and the Magical Art of Tidying Up, which I think is the other book. But I noticed, and I tweeted about the Library of Things, because where I was last a community college president in Northwest Ohio, the library system had a lending library of things, which I thought was such an innovative idea. And mm-hmm. you have really, I mean, your listeners should know, you can sign out a guitar, you can sign out a theremin, mm-hmm. you know, musical instruments, tools and things like that. Very innovative. And I appreciate your library system being that innovative. It's very cool.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to us. And it means a lot to us to have users like you, because you have that high profile in the community and you're doing such wonderful things for LCC and for the community at large. And so, Dr. Robinson, I really want to thank you for joining me on CattleCast today.
It's been a real pleasure, Scott. And thanks for all you do at Cattle for providing, you know, literacy and beyond for the folks in our community.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the CattleCast podcast and share it with a friend. Many school districts from across Ingham County are benefiting from Capital Area District Library's Student Success Initiative.
I became a teacher 15 years ago because I love reading, and I wanted to teach my students to get lost in books as I did as a child. Cattle's audiobooks help students with their fluency and also vocabulary acquisition.
Preparing today's students in achieving a brighter future. Visit cattle.org/success to learn more.